that they have power to influence who and what we are? No. The Casey readings clearly and categorically deny the notion that the planets control our destiny. Rather, our destiny is shaped by our God-given power of free will. We choose our destiny by the choices we make day to day and moment by moment. So the planets are like signposts. They reflect our inner character by being in certain positions at the time of our birth. Then a soul chooses or is drawn to a particular moment of birth. The planetary positions of that moment symbolize the soul's attributes that are being brought into the upcoming lifetime. In the Casey view, the planets are somehow timed or synchronized to human experience. They don't make us a certain way. They just indicate or reflect the kind of person we are when we are born. As Edgar Casey said in one reading, quote, "The strongest force used in the destiny of man is the sun first, then the closer planets to the earth, or those that are coming to ascension at the time of the birth of the individual. But let it be understood here, no action of any planet or the phases of the sun, the moon, or any of the heavenly bodies surpass the rule of man's willpower." Unquote. Casey also differs from traditional astrology in another sense. As already mentioned, Casey's interpretation of the planets is very similar to traditional astrology, and the role that the planets play in the soul's journey is very important, as you'll hear in a moment. But with regard to the stars and the constellations that make up the signs of the zodiac, Casey rarely mentioned them in the life readings, and when they are mentioned, they are of secondary importance to the planets. Edgar Casey said in one of his readings, quote, "As to those influences of the constellations or of the zodiacal signs in the life of this entity, these are merely the wavering influences in the life and not those directing forces ever present in the inner soul of this entity. These we find in opposition to much that is at present taught or given in the earth plane." Unquote. Casey also rarely mentioned aspects as they are conventionally understood in astrological terms. The position of planets in relation to one another, such as conjunction, opposition, square, or trine, seem to be of lesser significance in the perspective of the Casey readings. It is the planets themselves, without any position indicated, that form the backbone of Casey's astrological symbolism. And in the material from the readings, the planets are inexorably linked to past lives. Casey's astrology fits squarely within the framework of reincarnation. We journey through lifetime after lifetime, learning how to think and act as true children of the Creator. In other words, we're learning how to treat one another with love and compassion. This, in a nutshell, is the purpose of life. However, even though we have a common purpose, we are all individuals. We each are becoming a child of God who is unique. Just as no two snowflakes are the same, each soul is developing in its own particular way. Each soul is like a personal signature which is written through the eons of time. Our experiences and choices shape each of us into a distinctive character. Each soul's special quality is constructed from building blocks that are common to all humanity. Just as Beethoven and the Beatles both use the same musical scale and laws of harmony. But their respective forms of music came out quite differently. In the same way, two different souls are likely to create distinctive characters using the same essential building blocks. What are those basic building blocks? Well, we might call them temperaments or character traits. Virtually every psychology, philosophy, or religion has some way of describing these fundamental personality traits. Casey usually presented them through astrological symbolism. The eight planets that share our solar system clearly symbolize the fundamental building blocks of human nature. For example, Mercury describes intellectual abilities. Mars symbolizes assertiveness. Venus, the power of attraction, and so on. In addition, These planets represent actual dimensions of existence, although while we're here in the material world, we experience them only as inner urges or temperaments. According to the readings, between earthly lives, we live in these other non-physical dimensions on these planets. In them, we absorb the lessons we received during the preceding earthly life, and from them, we return to Earth, equipped with certain abilities selected for the next life experience. The readings call these periods of rest and reflection interplanetary or astrological sojourns. Of course, these statements don't mean that scientists will one day find human beings living on the physical planet Mars. It means that there is a dimension of mind symbolized by the planet Mars, and it's one state of consciousness in which you might focus your soul's activities between earthly lives. For example, a person might develop